This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The one guy who won tonight is the happiest guy on this planet right now. It's Ron Paul, because he's the only one actually saying what he believes.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do we have to start by talking about the new Spider-Man in New York City?
Spider-Man.
I guess we do.
Whatever a crazy person does.
So yep. Who's going to do it now? It was like Topher Grace, and then there was Tobey Maguire. Now, what's this guy's name? I'm in the Trump Tower.
No, he described himself or named himself Steve from New Jersey, I believe is what he told the police.
Steve from New Jersey. Not Steve the Thorough from yesterday, right?
No.
Steve the Thorough, if you're climbing up Trump Tower, don't do that.
Man, for the last, yeah. I think it's been, I got in on it about the last half an hour, maybe 45 minutes, but apparently some guy decided to climb the side of Trump Tower. Down Manhattan, and had these 5 suction cups, and he was just slowly using the suction cups, going up the side of the building, and I believe he got up to around the 6th or 7th floor before the police managed to get through a window and grab the guy and pull him inside.
Okay. Well, does anybody know, did he have demands?
Well, rumor is, and I haven't been able, I did see the video. I don't know that it's legit, though. But anyway, there was a video of a guy saying that he wanted to get an audience with Donald Trump because he had some information. It was very important. And so that is why he was climbing the tower, which I don't quite understand. But
look, I know a lot of y'all have some information you want to get to Donald Trump. Heck, I have information I want to get to Donald Trump, some of which I can get, but at the same time, it's up to him to receive it.
You know what? Email works much better.
Email? Yeah, that's possible, too.
I think, yeah.
If he can get through the filters. But listen, he's his own man. He's a man on a mission. The question is, will he achieve his mission and what that mission is? It's not fully clear. As I said before, I have an inclination that he really does believe what he says about wanting to make America great again. I don't doubt that. I think he's sincere. In fact, I'm certain of it. But the way to get his attention, I don't know. I mean, I was done in like 3 to 5 minutes of watching that thing. It was so boring. I'm like, dude, this is not even interesting TV.
It's one of those things, me and several hundred thousand other people were all watching this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And first off, you can't believe that the guy's doing it. I mean, it's just amazing this guy has done something so crazy, right? So you're kind of watching it for the shock factor.
And there's that word crazy again. We're still using it, yesterday.
Okay.
No, you don't apologize.
What is the proper term? What am I supposed to use?
I'm going to use the term crazy. I'm not stopping, so you
mentally,
don't stop.
Mentally challenged? I don't know.
No, the problem is you didn't see my Facebook Live video before we went to air because you were watching a guy climb up at 0.1 miles an hour of a building. Thanks a lot.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Super Don's been demoted to semi-Super Don.
Okay.
You know what? In this era of watching the Olympics, you think that's not even interesting. It's not exciting. I don't know. Why were they broadcasting that live? I guess it was a slow news day. That's my only thing I can figure.
Mildly Super Don?
Yeah. No, a semi-Super Don.
Semi-Super Don. Yeah.
You'll be back. So. I have confidence in you. Hey, let's do what we are deigned to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, talk health and healing. Occasionally we do. And this story is rather interesting, and it's about the future of drug pricing. Paying for benefits not per pill. Now, this evidently is not coming out of the United States. It looks like it's coming out of London because they have, of course, pressure on the pricing of drugs. It's bankrupting their socialized system. Our semi-socialized, semi-private, not really private system is falling apart. It's crumbling. It has been for a long time. And my argument is that there's no freedom in it and there's no competition in it. And then some of my liberal friends on the left will say, well, no, it's because of the free market that healthcare is unaffordable. But they don't even know the definition of a free market. It hasn't existed in modern medicine in America in many, many decades. Yet here's an interesting perspective, at least my initial superficial take from semi-Super Don. He might become Super Don as we go through this. I have a sense about him.
Jeez.
Right? Well, it's all about, well, how do we make drugs affordable? Okay, my perspective is you release the monopoly, you let it go, and allow competition from all substances, herbs, supplements, homeopathics, all kinds of healing. Even if the skepducks have skepduck conniption fits, especially if they have them, you want it free in the market. They can't lie to say they've done double-blind placebo-controlled studies, but neither can the drugs lie to say that they're really safe and effective when they're not. And in this case, the question, I guess, comes from, should we be reimbursing for these expensive drugs, or should we demand that they be proven efficacious in practice? And in that way, we will be happy to reimburse you. Now, the question is, if we define, does the drug work, right? Because does the drug work is sort of, it's really a different question than, is the patient better? Because even is the patient better needs to be defined. Because let's say you come in with a series of symptoms, and maybe pain is one of those symptoms, and you take drug X, Y, or Z, or all three, and you are relieved of your pain, much like an opioid can do in a lot of cases, or even Tylenol, which is very toxic to the liver, can reduce some pain. Is that the same as better? Is the outcome that the drug worked to heal you? Or is the question, did it suppress the symptoms? And is that sufficient for a determination for reimbursement based on this new policy proposal? Semi-Super Don, you read the article too. You sent it my way. What's your take on this? And maybe, if I agree with you, you'll be Super Don again.
Oh, gee. So you're testing me.
Right? It's pressure time. Pressure cooker. Putting you under, because, you know, you spend 2 hours watching a guy climb a wall.
I personally don't have to go beyond the first mm-hmm. paragraph of this story.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that the idea is to charge based on how much the drugs improve patients' health.
Okay. All right.
And here's the way I look at it, and I think anybody with any logic or common sense here that knows anything about pharmaceutical drugs would have to agree with me that there is no pharmaceutical drug out there that if we raise the bar on this to where it should be on what improving someone's health is, there is no pharmaceutical drug on the face of the earth that's going to pass the test. They'd all fail because they don't improve your health. They cover up the symptoms. That's it. Yep. And along with that, mm-hmm. you get the side effects. So now you compare that
right.
to some of the things that we talk about, right?
Yes.
That have no side effects. How can you compare one to the other? There's no way that a pharmaceutical drug mm-hmm. is going to pass the litmus test of improving someone's health if you're going to be honest about it.
Okay, Semi-Super Don is no longer Semi-Super Don. He's Super Don again. Welcome back, my friend. I had all the confidence.
With that, I mean, we have to note here that, I mean, it's a great idea. I mean, it's a really neat idea.
Well, it's kind of like the idea of vaccination, Super Don, right? We're not opposed to that idea. As an idea, the concept of stimulating antibody, if we could do it safely, we're not opposed to that, right? So you're saying the basic idea or premise for this is not so bad.
It's a great idea. It's never going to happen, though. There's no way this is going to do it. The drug companies will never, ever agree to this, and for two reasons. Number one, obviously they're not in business to heal people. I mean, if you have to put them to that standard,
right?
They're all going to go out of business, and the one thing you have to look at here is the legal problem you're going to run into.
How do you mean? Okay. What legal problem?
Because you're going to have just all kinds of legal challenges in this situation as to what that outcome is, whether what is improving someone's health.
Right.
What does
define
that mean?
It. Yeah.
What is,
define
you know, it. Depends on what the meaning of is. I mean,
well,
that
exactly.
Is
bring Bill Clinton back to solve that problem.
That's right.
Because Hillary can't. And Donald Trump, God bless him. I just don't know. You know, I'm trying to get him information on the Flexner Report. We'll see if he gets it. But would he be... I think he has the cojones to propose something like a true free market in medicine. I do. But will he? You know, who's advising him in healthcare? Because he's got some ideas and concepts there that are, I think, on the right track. But the idea that if we withhold money to reimburse for drugs that aren't working is a brilliant idea. Yes, it would put the drug industry out of business.
I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just chuckling here just at the idea because, like I said, you know, in some kind of a utopian, you know, sense here, I mean, oh, sure, you know, only if it helps you.
Right.
But it's just, it will never happen. I mean, it would be nice if it did because then what you're going to see is you're going to see all of these, you know, these modalities that we've been talking about forever suddenly going to become relevant in mainstream medicine because none of them have side effects. People are healed, they're happy, they're healthy. You can't compete. You just cannot compete between the two camps.
Right. How many doctors do you know offer a money-back guarantee? You know, I'm not talking like weight loss clinics, but like, you know, you're coming in for a chronic disease and they say, if it doesn't work, get your money back. Other than the doc of detox, Daryl Wolf, I never hear that, right? He'll back it up. Why?
No. In fact, the docs are the ones that are always saying, "Oh, well, look, all drugs have side effects. That's just part of the
game." Yeah, part of it. And as long as your symptoms are reduced temporarily, even if we have to put you on 10 other drugs for those side effects,
that's right. And
it works.
And if we give you this drug and it doesn't work, it just means we didn't give you the right drug.
The right drug, right?
Give you this other
drug.
Got
to pay for it all, or your neighbor does in a socialized, semi-socialized system. The ancient Chinese secret, which is not an ancient Chinese secret, like ancient Chinese medicine. In the villages, in the rural areas, the doctors or healers of the village, guess what? They only got paid when everybody in the village was well. What was their incentive in that village as a doctor? Now let me ask you this question about doctors in the Western world in a modern context. When does the doctor get paid? Only when the patient is sick and remains sick, and there are more sick patients to come to them. Tell me what the incentive of the physician is in our current system in the West. And then tell me Hillary Care, Obamacare, is the solution to the health care crisis. Then the word crazy does come up, politically incorrect as it may be. Back with volunteering next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, I just saw a question on the social media from a friend who asked. Yeah, he's got a son. She's got a son. Wants him to catch chicken pox so he's safe from shingles and late chicken pox. How do I do that? You got to find somebody who's got chicken pox. That's what you got to do. Seek out the holistic crunchy granola moms that aren't vaccinating, and reach out to them, and just put the network out, and you'll find somebody who's got the chicken pox, and then you get your kid over there as soon as possible. That's how we did it. It's not that difficult. Unless your kid's immune system is so strong and you're like, he was exposed to chicken pox, it doesn't look like he got it. It doesn't mean he didn't get it.
And then, if you really want to have some fun, post on your Facebook that you did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And find out who your real friends are.
Right. They're going to be freaking out. Oh, my gosh, you tried to kill your kid with chicken pox.
I can't believe you did.
No, when you're trying to inject them with the stuff, that's the horrible story. Okay, how do we feel good again? Super Don, how do we feel good again, right? We want to be fulfilled, right? Our crass materialism can only take us so far. Well, one of those ways is volunteering. We talk about service, giving back to life somehow, find a little way. Even if it's relocating a snail from your garden, it's better than stomping that mother flat. I'm just saying. Little things can make a difference, can make you happy.
Yes, the snail relocator speaks.
Well, thank you. Yes. I'm not the snail whisperer, the relocator.
Have you ever volunteered before?
Absolutely. Okay. Plenty.
And I have too.
Plenty.
And you know, I can remember being a kid in Boy Scouts.
Yes.
And that was a very big deal. I mean, learning how to do service, you know, for your community and stuff like that. And I remember it was a very cool experience. yeah, you know, made you feel good and that you were helping other people and, you know, serving your fellow man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. And it's been under the impression that, that volunteering is something that's a good experience whether you're young or old.
Yeah, but the thing I volunteered for was to make fun of homeless people. That didn't go over so well. So I tried it differently, and then
different
kind of service. I actually served them dinner. No, that was different. I did not make fun of homeless people. I'm just the whole idea is that this story is kind of silly that we're reviewing right now. It says after age 40, volunteering linked to enhanced mental health. And we looked at this. Super Don and I both looked at it and go, wait a second. We've been volunteering since we were kids. You mean it did us no benefit? You mean all of that time we were helping other people, we were wasting our time? What were we thinking, Super Don?
This is a great moment in science here because science has decided and determined after studying all of these different people and examining it, all this different data, that volunteer work may be good for your mental well-being.
Yes.
Mental well-being, but
only if
science says only after you're 40 years old.
Right.
Which I looked at this, and then I laughed, and I looked at it again, and I read, trying to make sure that this is what they mean. And they literally believe that
that's
you have to be 40 years or older for it to actually have
positive
effect on your
life. You can, according to Super Don, you can now drop out of the Boy Scouts. You can quit the church groups.
Yeah. And, why bother? Just wait till you're 40, right?
Wait till you're 40, and then it'll mean something. It's like, what about the other people you were volunteering for? Do they count? Do they matter? And remember, when you volunteer to help somebody, not against their will, but I'm calling BS on this story. I felt good at 20. I felt good at 15. I felt good at 25 when I volunteered.
Now, our assistant producer,
mm-hmm.
Captain Morgan, made a comment earlier when we were discussing this story, and she does have a valid point here.
What? You think so? What was her point?
That is, and I think this is really what the science really needs to come out and say, that volunteering has a positive effect on everybody involved, regardless of what age you are. But I think that perhaps, in this study, I think points out something that's obvious, that when people do get older, their kids grow up, maybe they're empty nesters, maybe they're retired and they're looking for something to kind of fill that void that used to be there, that volunteering can then have a positive effect on their lives at that point because they've got something missing, you know, maybe a purpose, a sense of purpose maybe.
The kids
are
gone.
Something to do.
Sure. Yeah.
And so I can see, yes, that, you know, when after you turn 40 and when you get into your later years, that being involved in something like that can have a positive effect on there because you're looking for something, you need something.
You do. And we all need some of that vitamin L. And so volunteer to give it. And, you know, the love that you give, it can be as simple as a smile. It doesn't have to be official. I signed up to help out. You just smiled at somebody. You supported somebody. You helped a little old lady across the street who actually wanted to go to the other side, right? Not the one that didn't, that beat you with her umbrella the whole way across. Learn from that experience. Don't do that. All right, folks, we've got a lot more broadcast healing to go.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, the Olympics are still on, far more interesting than the slow climb up the Trump Tower. And you're listening to The Place for Health, Freedom, and Healing Liberty on all levels, including political from time to time. Of course, especially when we do the Sacred Fire of Liberty each week with Jonathan Emord. Tonight we got Ty Bollinger coming up, and of course we'll all be together in Dallas, Texas, at the special live symposium. We're going to talk more about it a little later with Ty. And I hope you plan to be there. And this weekend, the event is at the Lakeside Inn in Mount Dora with Michael Badnarik, the Constitution class. And this is it, the chance to transform your life for the better because you love liberty. So check it out. Now, is there any Olympic update that we need, Supernova, before we dive into the question or comment of the day? Because
we are still plowing straight ahead on getting gold medals. And right now, the tally, the United States is leading on both gold medals and overall medals. We've got 28 medals in total. Yep. And are leading the pack with 10 gold.
The tally, right?
Yep.
So which one's the tally whacker?
We don't talk about that on this show. This is a family show.
Okay. Well, that only people in the United Kingdom that listen on UK Health Radio understood that what I just said. So don't worry. We're okay in the United States here. Gold medal total there. There you go.
Yep, 28.
Extra spicy today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Let's see. How about we go to one of the? Is it a question of the day? Or is it a comment of the day too? Because we still don't have a comment of the day theme, so I might have to default.
This is actually a comment.
It is? Okay. Well, you know what? Just for the sake of not having a theme, Super Don's working on it. We're going to go pretend this is the comment of the day theme.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
So maybe we should have one that says, excuse me, I'd like to give you a few comments, or I'd like to tell you a few things. I want to say something to you. I'm just giving you some hints, Super Don, for your efforts on that side of the on the audio aisle. All right?
Okay, thank you.
But, you know, this one, you're involved in this because it says, hi, Robert and Super Don. It's from somebody named North American. Could you be a little bit more vague? Where are you from,
just
sir?
A little, yeah.
Right? I don't even know if it's a man or woman. I'm guessing man on this one because, you know, it's bathroom stuff. You know, the women.
I'm surprised it wasn't a South American, actually.
You think? Yeah, they would have known because we had questions about, you know, the toilets in South America, particularly Brazil. And North American says, I have an answer for you about the bathroom issues at the Olympics. I've been to Latin America 6 times, and it's the same for most countries down there, so I think I'm qualified to give my opinion on this one. Oh, you know who's this is Donald Trump writing in, clearly. Because he's got an opinion that's, you know, it's going to be politically incorrect, so it has to be Donald Trump, because everybody else falls in line with political
correctness. Well, and Donald Trump, I'm sure he's just a expert on Latin bathrooms, right?
No, he wouldn't, because he's got gold-plated.
He wants to build a wall.
Yeah, between bathrooms. Latin American bathrooms, according to this North American, are both in the homes, if they have running water, and commercial businesses, unless the building is built by first world standards with bigger plumbing, will have smaller plumbing. What are you saying about the men down there, sir? Excuse me. This smaller plumbing can't handle the toilet paper they use, which can be quite thick. Huh. Will clog up the pipes rather quickly, so they use trash cans by the toilet. Is that true?
I don't know. He says it's true, Mr. North American. I guess it makes sense because if you remember the sign...
Yeah, it said
the only one that didn't have the red X on it was the guy throwing it in the
the trash can.
So
right.
I don't know.
But again, we don't know if that came from Sochi, Russia. But he goes on to say some businesses and homeowners choose to have first world plumbing installed in their homes for a higher price so that they have the convenience, but most do not. I bet there was some corruption involved in the building of the Olympic facilities, where some politicians pocketed big time money and installed the cheaper, smaller piping instead. I don't doubt that. I mean, it's a cash cow, the Olympics, so there's a lot of corruption and payoffs and bribes and government cashola, payola stuff happening. All right, so it's a clogging the pipe scenario if you have smaller pipes. That is true. On a mass scale, let's see. Can you read that last paragraph? Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah. He says, on a mass scale, the toilet paper in the trash can doesn't work unless someone is constantly cleaning the bathrooms and emptying the trash cans. And then he says, a bidet installed in each toilet would have been much easier and cleaner. I, to this day, have not used a bidet, but I've seen them.
They do in Louisiana. It's called a garden hose.
Have you used a bidet before?
No, it's called a garden hose.
Well, that's a redneck bidet.
All right, they don't have any rednecks in South America. Okay, no, I'm just thinking about this. Maybe the banana in the tailpipe thing, kind of a similar scenario. If you put something too large through that pipe, it's going to clog it up. And I think about the way people eat. I can't help but think about that.
that when they eat things and they don't chew them up thoroughly, they can clog up their pipes, right? Or if they put things that don't belong in there, like there should be a red X through Twinkies, right? Don't put Twinkies in your pipe, right? Never. There's no place for that. It's going to do bad things. It's going to do some corrosion stuff.
Who needs crack? You can just put a Twinkie in your pipe.
Right, exactly. You know, and what about firecrackers? Don't put firecrackers in your pipe. It'll blow it up. Now, what do I mean by firecrackers?
Yeah, but how come you're constantly wanting me to put coffee in my pipe?
Yeah, but the other end. You already do put coffee in your pipe from the other end, the wrong end. All right, so yeah. The firecrackers, by the way, I was alluding to antibiotics. It's kind of like if you want to corrode the surface of the pipes, your pipes, your alimentary canal, your gastrointestinals, you just keep throwing napalm and fireworks and Twinkies and, you know, all of these disastrous, destructive substances in that pipe, and you're going to have a problem. And so what we need to do in America, a first world country, is we need signs like that in your kitchen. What do you think? Can we design something like that? The things not to put in your pipes. Fireworks, antibiotics, right? Synthetic Twinkies, yeah, things like that. And if you do put good food in there, to remember to chew it thoroughly so even a good thing doesn't become a bad thing. And you wonder why I can't move things through my system. Well, you didn't start by chewing it properly. And also, how well do things go through your pipes when there's no water? Think about that. Yeah. You ever tried to flush a toilet with no water? Good luck, buddy. You better hope somebody's cleaning that out manually. It's gonna stink pretty hot, pretty bad, pretty quick.
Yes.
So, you see, this is the kind of thing I think about when somebody writes about small pipes.
Listen, that's a great analogy. I like it. And it does hold up. But I do want to say, Mr. North American, if you're listening, the one thing that we have not cleared up here on that sign is the fishing in the toilet.
Yes, he didn't say anything about the fishing.
I'm still, to this day, have not gotten an answer on why they had the no fishing in the toilet thing.
This is a no fishing zone. For that. Yeah, so North American, if you can contact your cousin, South American, to let us know why there was a no fishing sign in the toilets at the Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. Yes. We want to know.
But thank you so much for clearing up the toilet paper.
That was very helpful. Yes. Thank you. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Silver Aloe Protocol will work for your pipes. It's not necessarily going to work for the pipes in the toilets in South America. Just, you know, I'm honest about this. It's not going to work there. Let's see. We had a Harvard study, speaking of water, right, needing the water to move everything through. And there's a story from Harvard, and it said, 6 million Americans are drinking water contaminated with toxins. Heck, I could have told you that. I think it's way more than that, but they've only tested a limited number of toxins. In this study out of Harvard, they're talking about polyfluoroalkyl and perfluoroalkyl substances. And they say they're exceeding federally recommended safety levels in water. Zindi Hugh. That's a great name, Zindi Hugh. I like that name. The study's next cat or dog we get is going to name Zindi Hugh.
Zindi Hugh?
Yeah, Zindi Hugh. X-I-N-D-I. I like that name. The study's lead author and doctoral student at Harvard noted in a statement that the number of Americans drinking water with the toxins might even be higher. That's what I said, because data isn't available for large portions of the country. This is another reason why we drink Echo water. And, you know, even if you don't have, if you can get zero water, real cheap, a passive thing, that already is a huge step. You know, Berkey, your system's great, but the Echo water, if you can get it, you're not only going to filter out some of this garbage or all of it pretty much, you're going to add in the molecular hydrogen that can help float out the toxins, the free radicals that are in the body, and enhance the efficacy of all of your antioxidants, whether it be from food or dietary supplements. Another powerful and important story. And if you haven't downloaded the free ebook, you can go there now, robertswater.com. It's free. You can learn all about the technology that can help you while we still have access to it. It's worth investing in.
Yep. And, you know, if you happen to live in one of these 13 states, California, New Jersey, North Carolina, Alabama, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, New York, Georgia, Minnesota, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Illinois, those were the states that had the worst of the worst. And this is almost kind of not really a shock here, but they found that the highest levels of contaminants were in watersheds that were near industrial sites, military bases, and wastewater treatment plants. So probably not good to live near one of those things. I think it's not hard to believe that the water might be contaminated in those situations. But, you know, like you said, there are things you can do to clean up the water. If you happen to have to live there, if you are living there, there are things you can do to improve the situation for yourself. Best choice, move somewhere else.
Yeah, if you can. Also, if you're going to do coffee the way I recommend Super Don does it, make sure you're using water that has been filtered, like through an ecosystem or something like that, so that you're not adding to the toxic burden.
You're talking about in an espresso maker, right?
Is that where they do it?
Espresso maker? Is that what you were referring to?
No, I don't believe I was. Well, whatever gave you that idea?
I don't know. I'm thoroughly confused.
Espresso. Yeah. you don't have any taste buds down there, so it doesn't matter. Just make it clean and organic and room temperature.
How do you know I don't have any? Maybe I do.
Whoa, I don't know what to say. I've been working with an alien all of these years. Where's your green card from the planet whatever?
Yes.
Wow, the planet Espresso. That would be the planet you'd be from, wouldn't it? You and a lot of other people would be from the planet Espresso.
Yes.
Starbucks is a plot, an alien plot to take over the world.
I hail from the planet Java 3.
Java the what?
Java 3.
Java 3. Okay, Java 3.
Over the hut.
And the hut is where you get your Java and drink it down. All right, folks, we got another silly, irreverent segment coming up. What did Seinfeld get right? Those of you old enough to remember that show Seinfeld? We're going to talk about that, and it has something to do with the germ theory. Then Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box, together again on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water. The Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you just double-dip that chip?
Excuse me?
You double-dipped the chip!
Double-dipped? What are you talking about?
You dipped the chip, you took a bite, and you dipped again.
So, that's like putting your whole mouth right in the dip!
Double-dipping. Did they get that right? That was one of those Seinfeld shows that people were talking about on... Do they still have water coolers? That was the thing. What are you talking about? The water cooler. It was Seinfeld episode. Do you see what happened on Seinfeld? Right. A whole lot of nothing. But occasionally, they were keen observers. And apparently, double dipping, they got right. Seinfeld right all along about double dippers. It says that, yes, indeed, it makes the dip dangerous. Potentially. I've got questions about the study. And I also wonder what would have happened if the whole Seinfeld cast was taking CBD throughout the years. Would they have been as funny? Because they were all neurotic, and I think they would have been just too laid back. It might not have worked. I don't know why I just thought. Maybe because I have my CBD here. It makes me relaxed. But,
okay.
Yeah. Anyway, side the point, of course. We want to go into the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza double-dipped, and he was called out for it.
That's right. Now, why are we talking about this?
Well, I mean, this is a germ theory, the fear of the germs, right? You take a chip, you bite into it, and you dip it back in. Now, it's fine if you're double-dipping by yourself. There's nothing wrong with that, right? Except if you then try to store that dip for later use. That's where it becomes problematic because it's like the growth plate. You basically got a Petri dish. Now, it depends on what you're dipping into. It acknowledged that. like salsa, I think is going to be a lot more, let's say, friendly to the growth of microbes from your mouth that you leave in the dip when you double dip. Other things like chocolate and cheese dip, apparently not as hospitable to microbes, at least in the short term.
Now, here's the punchline, though.
Yeah.
That we've kind of missed in this, in what we're talking about here. Do you know where all this information is coming from?
No, I don't. Where's it coming from?
Harvard.
I thought it was George Costanza.
Harvard felt it necessary to do some research here on finding out whether double dipping is bad.
Right. When's the last time you got pneumonic plague from a dip?
Well, fortunately, I've never had pneumonic
plague. No, I've never heard it spread by a dip. So
No. But you are correct. And they did determine this. They broke this down into which kinds of dips are worse or better or more prone to spreading more bacteria. But, you know, it's an interesting conversation that we, you, I, and Catherine Morgan had earlier today when we were talking about this story, is that it's almost kind of like a self-immunization machine, right?
when you're dipping. Yeah.
And my opinion is that I don't think that people are really as concerned about bacteria or kitchen disease as they are. They're more probably thinking about the cootie factor. You know, it's like, you touched it and it touched your mouth. Right. And now, you know.
Because what we know now, Superdon, of microbiome is the fact that we share microbes with those we live with, those we hang out with. We've read stories about this. And in fact, that you may be benefited by it because you're not putting it in violation of your earth suit. In other words, your epithelial barrier. If you're intact, your mucous membranes are intact, you're not going to have a problem in handling whatever microbes come your way. Now, if somebody has an influenza virus, they say, oh my God, they sneeze on you, you're going to get the flu. Well, that's only true if you're susceptible to it, if you're weak enough that it takes hold and it manifests itself, it replicates itself to your sick. But the reality here is the germ theory ain't the way to go. The Captain Morgan was like that too. She says, I'm not afraid of that. I mean, I'll even drink from a water bottle from a friend if we're on a hike. No biggie. And I think the over concern is, my concern would be if you double dipped and then stored the thing and then watch it grow fuzz before you eat it next time. Yeah. And then some of our fermented food freaks, I love you, by the way, will say, no, that's good too. Well, yes, freaks. Fermented. It was a good alliteration. Don't hate me because I said that. I'm just joking. I love fermented food. I had sauerkraut tonight. One of my dinner items, sauerkraut, fermented food.
Now I'm hungry.
Double dipped it, too.
You double dipped the sauerkraut?
And then kissed the cat. Oh, my God! Hey. What is going on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Dogs and cats living together. What's next? I know. What's next? The high road. Ty Bollinger's going to join us. We're going to go outside the box. You know why? You know why? Because the power to heal is yours! Of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.